Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover the trustworthy and powerful nature of God's Word as a lamp that guides, directs, and transforms our lives, emphasizing the importance of cherishing and studying it. Today's Bible verse is from Psalm 119, verse 105. Your Word is a lamp for my feet, a light for my path. That's Psalm 119, verse 105.
Your word is like a trusty lamp that guides my every step, a beacon of light that illuminates my journey. It's amazing how the word of God holds such power. It isn't just a static collection of words on a page, it's a living energy that actively illuminates and provides insight, direction, and guidance in our lives. Think of it as having a personal GPS that leads us through the twists and turns of this dark and sinful world. When we obey God's word, we open ourselves to many blessings and rewards. It's not just about knowing God's will, it's about putting it into practice. Like a lamp on a path in darkness, the word of God shows us the right way to go and warns us about the wrong way. Avoiding darkness is a daily choice. It's about actively choosing to walk in the light of God's word. And let's face it, it's not always easy, especially when temptation, distractions, and the allure of sin surround us. But when we cling to the word of God, we find strength, wisdom, and discernment to stay on the right path. As we venture into this world, let's remember the power and significance of God's word in our lives. Let's not treat it as just another book on the shelf or a set of words to be skimmed through. Instead, let's dive deep into its pages, seeking understanding and wisdom beyond mere knowledge. When we allow the Word of God to penetrate our hearts and minds, it transforms us from the inside out. It shapes our thoughts, attitudes, and actions. It teaches us how to live a life that pleases God and brings honor to His name. So as we embrace the lamp that is God's Word, let us walk confidently and boldly through this journey called life. Let us trust its light to guide us through the darkest valleys and the highest mountaintops. Let us cling to its promises, truths, and unfailing love. And whenever we find ourselves at a crossroads, uncertain of which way to turn, let's pause and reflect on the words given to us, for they have proven time and time again to be a trustworthy guide, a lamp that faithfully leads us on the right path. In conclusion, let us never forget the immense gift we have been given in the Word of God. It is not just a collection of words, but a living energy that provides light, direction, and guidance in our lives. So let us cherish it, study it, and allow its truth to shape us into the people God has called us to be.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word, which is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Your word is powerful and active, guiding us through the darkness of this world with wisdom and clarity. Help us to treasure your scriptures and delve deeply into them, seeking the understanding and guidance they offer. Lord, grant us the strength and discernment to walk in the light of your word every day. When we face temptations and distractions, remind us to hold fast to your teachings and promises. Transform our hearts and minds through your word, shaping our thoughts, attitudes, and actions to reflect your will. As we journey through life, may we trust in the light of your word to guide us through every valley and mountaintop. Let us cling to its truth and unfailing love, finding confidence and boldness in its direction. Whenever we are at a crossroads, uncertain of which way to turn, help us to pause and seek your guidance through the scriptures. Thank you, Lord, for this precious gift. May we always cherish it and allow its truth to shape us into the people you have called us to be. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Friends, as we conclude this reflection, let's remember the immense gift we've been given in the Word of God. It isn't just a collection of words, but a living energy that provides light, direction, and guidance in our lives. Thank you for joining us in exploring the power of God's Word. May it continue to be a trusty lamp that guides your every step, a beacon of light illuminating your journey. Remember to cherish it, study it, and allow its truth to shape you into the person God has called you to be. Blessings to you all. May God's Word be your constant guide and source of strength. Bye for now, and take care.